all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 and CNN Raven, if you're rooting against James Holzhauer on Jeopardy just because you're tired of seeing him win, that is all I need to know about you. The guy is amazing. I don't understand why people hate on him.
Well, some people like to see competition, or other people just hate. Haters gonna hate, Anna Sapp, all right?
So obnoxious. Like, he figured it out. Like, isn't it kind of funny to watch all the other the contestants kind of, like, shrink and they get all sad and they look so angry, their faces?
Yeah, it is for a minute. And then, I mean, listen, you get that in the first 5 minutes. So then I understand. When you get to minute 28, it's just, it's so far out of reach when you get halfway through the show that it's kind of like, all right, why am I still watching? Because I know the story.
Because
so
it's amazing. It's like why people watch Tiger Woods, because it's fascinating to watch, you know?
I'm not going to say that's the same, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. It's like watching an LeBron James.
Yes.
You know?
Okay, so that seems more like it makes sense to me. Right. Steph Curry, that type of thing. Because you haven't seen this guy James go down, so it's not a comeback in any shape or form. You also haven't seen him get arrested for hanging out with chicks in Applebee's parking lots or getting hit up outside the head of a golf club.
Well, I don't think we
deserved,
will.
By the way.
But
deserved.
Anyway, yeah. After a two-week hiatus, he's back on Jeopardy. He won his 23rd consecutive game last night. His winning total right now, $1,780,237. Oddly enough, he's still got a little ways to go to catch up to Ken Jennings, who's about $2.5 million.
Right. He's crushing, man. I wonder if this will go right into, like, I mean, because he's a professional poker player and they televise all that stuff in the summer. I wonder if that's going to blow up his spot on that, too. Because if he did big on both of those, I mean, what a story.
I read an article last night about how he's trying to, like, people look down on professional gamblers,
right?
And he wants to get rid of that notion. He wants to show that it's like a reputable thing to do.
Play poker for more than a couple nights, just hanging out at your house game. You understand that poker is definitely a skill. It's definitely a skill, and some people would say that it is a competitive sport.
If you're a James Holzhauer hater, that's all I need to know
about
you.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
Here's one I got for you here. All right, you came to my house. You did a great job on the work you did at my house, but one of your workers accidentally picked up a shovel of mine and left with it. I texted you that day. You immediately told me I would definitely get it back and that you have it. 2 weeks later, now I need to dig a trench. Where's the shovel? I don't want to have to feel guilty to continue to follow up, but this is going to be the third message about the shovel. Bring the shovel back.
So, yeah, that's where we're different. I just would have went and bought a new shovel.
It was my father's shovel. It's a special shovel.
Oh, that's different.
Bring that shovel back.
You should put, like, missing posters on the side of your house. Like, have you seen this shovel?
Here's the thing. If I go get another shovel, then I'm going to have two shovels after the work is done. I'm definitely not going to need two shovels.
What, really?
Yeah.
There's no room in your house.
I've already got a lot of shovels.
That's absurd.
I've already got a lot of shovels. I can't have another shovel.
I got a rake.
It's
now
madness.
I need a shovel.
Right. Unbelievable.
I have multiple rakes.
If you're the person that decided to scale the Eiffel Tower, causing it to get shut down yesterday, that's all I need to know about you.
These people that climb things. Just relax with the climbing.
Take a photo like everyone
else. Go climb a rock. All right? And leave the buildings and stuff like that where people are in the audience alone.
Right.
What if he falls off? Like, that would be scary
it's
to
all
watch
scary.
That. Yeah.
Right.
All right, chime in too. 1-800-330-9999. Just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Have you ever looked at the Star 99.9 Wikipedia page, Raven?
I cannot say that I have.
For the amount of time we spent on Wikipedia researching things for this show, never once did I look at our page.
Right.
Get ready to be outraged.
Well, here's the thing is that, I mean, I feel like we know what's going on here at Star, right? So I didn't have to look it up for information, but what is it that's so shocking that's on there?
Star 99.9, it's CNN, Raven. For starters, we don't exist on it.
What?
We don't exist on the Star 99.9 Wikipedia page.
This is a great omission.
Who does
exist on this Wikipedia page?
The only jock that's ever mentioned is past radio hosts have included Randy K, who I have no idea who that is. Right?
Let's not get insulting to Randy K. Randy K may have been a very stand-up individual. We just don't happen to know who he is. We probably outlived this reference.
Here's the thing about Wikipedia, first of all.
Wow.
All right. Well. They spelled it with an I, or does it state that it's a female?
It says it's a woman.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah. But Randy K sounds
Randy.
Lovely.
Good.
American voiceover artist, radio host, actress, singer, and author based in Connecticut. When I make up my Wikipedia page,
I was going to say. I think it's clear there that Randy K is the one who actually established the Wikipedia page
right.
then at that point. Probably at the beginning of the internet, if you don't know or I don't know or nobody here knows her.
Right. So here's the whole thing. If you don't know, anybody can go into Wikipedia and edit. Like, I don't need any kind of qualifications or anything like that. You just go, you log in, and then you can edit any kind of page you want.
Yeah. That's how they get these super quick updates. Like, if there's a tragedy that happens, or all of a sudden you find out that the Buffalo Bills didn't win the Super Bowl for, like, the fifth time in a row. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how you make mistakes like that. It's Wikipedia, because anybody can go in. They don't even have to be qualified. I'm sure Randy Kay is very qualified, being a / yoga instructor, actress, voiceover artist, DJ, radio host, all those things. But we don't know who she is. So what are we going to do about this, Anna Zapp? You're just staring at the screen right now with disbelief.
I'm looking over it. It's like, it's so outdated. It has nothing about us.
Is it just one paragraph, or it's longer, but none of it is interesting to us?
It's three paragraphs, okay. And none of it is interesting to us. It doesn't talk about anything we've accomplished. It doesn't talk about any of the accolades that we have, or the radio station has.
Like Holly Madison calling me ruggedly handsome.
Right. It doesn't say anything about Rob Thomas being our
best friend.
Nothing about Rob Thomas. Not a single thing about him being
Hillary
our BFF.
Duff holding my puppy. None of those things.
Right. Nothing. No.
You winning 40 under 40 after we told them that they better make sure that you win 40 under 40.
Right. It's true. We just won again for Mofley.
Gold Coast?
Gold Coast.
Where's that?
Not out here.
Yeah.
We've won that three times. Well, I've won it three times.
I'm going to leave a message for Randy K.
Not that we're counting everything.
Right. I'm going to leave a message for Randy K, right? I'm going to page her.
Yeah. Right. All right. So, Christian, this seems like a producer job.
I can do this.
Clearly.
Do not screw this up. What I'd like you to do is to, why don't you roughly outline what the new Wikipedia page will say.
Uh-huh.
Please include us.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
we should be a big deal on that, right? Just not for nothing.
I don't want to say we put us on the map, but we should kind of
be a big deal.
Yeah.
I can make that happen.
I'm letting Anna say all that stuff, because if I say it, it'll come across too cocky.
Right. So
but you right! No.
Okay. You're the hype man. All right, so, yeah, update our Wikipedia page. Rough ideas on what we're going to change it to, and then let's talk about it tomorrow. I'll give you 24 hours to work on it, okay?
Perfect. Prepare your monologue. I'd like to see these things, okay?
Yeah, and get rid of all this easy listening thing that we do. We don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for now, let's keep Randy K in there, okay?
Right? Sure. You know, I'm a restaurant kid, so I grew up working in the restaurants. My parents always owned restaurants my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I spent a lot of times waitressing, starting at 99.9 at Santa and Raven. And I remember a lot of dumb questions that are asked when you are a waiter. And one of them is, my favorite is the unsweetened iced tea have sugar in it?
Mm.
It's like people don't understand what unsweetened and sugar means, right?
It's a hard concept.
Starting at 9.9, it's Anna and Raven. We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. What is the dumbest question that you've been asked at work?
I tell you one that I have here, not for radio, but just like doing DJ stuff on the side, my DJ company, is people always ask, do you take requests? It's what you're paying us for.
Literally,
it's the Pandora age. We're here for you. So if you're paying us, yeah.
That will do.
And the next one also that comes is, does your DJ talk? Yeah. Yes, he does. And yes, he will.
Will he make
announcements? Yes.
Right.
Okay.
My favorite radio one is, oh my gosh, you host the morning show.
Right.
What time do you get up in the morning? No.
God.
Do you get up early?
Right.
Well, I have to be at work by 5 o'clock. So, I mean, depends. What do you think is early?
When you wake up, we've already been there for 2 hours, and you usually say it in some more weird whiny or crying type way. So, yeah.
Aren't you so tired?
Right.
Yes.
All the time. Actually.
Look at me. I look like I'm 70.
Right.
Yes, I am tired.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What is the dumbest question you've ever been asked at work?
I work for UPS, so they ask when we come in and it's been raining outside, if it's raining outside.
Right, you're wet. I mean, there's clearly stuff dripping off of you.
Mm.
I mean, how did you get wet if it's not raining?
Yep.
Yeah, just like in the summertime when it's 90 degrees. Is it hot outside?
Right. Hot enough out there for you? I love that one. That's just an old-timey thing, though. They get that everywhere. All right, tell the guy that's on my street to slow down, by the way, but also make sure that my package gets there on time.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. What is the dumbest question you've been asked at work? I didn't know this was going to be so entertaining for us. What's the dumbest question you've been asked at work? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Mm-hmm.
We find that people ask us the most ridiculous questions, and you have to smile and be nice, but in the back of your mind, you're like, are you serious? Did you just ask me that?
When you're doing something every day over and over and over again, obviously it's very normal for you. When somebody else comes in there, it might be the first time they're ever walking in there. And so they ask dumb questions. Like if you're a DJ, do you guys take requests?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you're a UPS worker, is it raining out when you walk in soaking wet?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I'm reading some of these on our Facebook page, and they are hilarious. You can go look Anna and Raven. Jenny Rhodes, I'm an art teacher, and if I hear the question one more time, so are you a real artist, I will scream.
Yes, certifiable.
Lisa wrote, is this an invoice? And paperwork clearly says amount due. Yep. No,
right,
unless they want you to pay that.
That is an invoice.
Brian wrote, do I work here while wearing the company vest with a logo on it?
Always good.
Yep.
Right.
Brenda said, a customer is looking at a Pyrex dish in a box, and she wanted to know if the chicken shown on the box was also inside.
Yeah, it's included.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Cooked to a delicious, crispy nature. Perfect. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. 1-800-330-9999. What is the dumbest question you've been asked at work?
Good morning. I work with children, and I've been there since birth, but now they say, Mommy goes to work, Daddy goes to work, and do I have a job?
Do you? Right. What's your job? What's your job?
My job.
Oh, that's
right.
Funny.
I love that.
I watch you, buddy.
Right. I do this for the good nature of my heart. I'm doing this for free.
It's also sad because you have to be like, Mommy and Daddy pay for somebody to watch me. Oh. Right.
That's the moment that the kid figures out that the parents don't actually love them.
Oh, it's not true.
All right. Well, I mean, just slightly.
Well, a little bit. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the dumbest question you've been asked at work?
Also waitressing. Get this. Can I have a hamburger with cheese?
So they can get right. Yep, we do that. We do that here.
Right.
Cheese.
I think we can do it. I'll go talk to the chef. Let me see if I can arrange that.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Anna and Raven, what's the dumbest question you've been asked at work?
Yeah, I work for the city. It's called housing. And one lady came up to me and asked me, you work for housing, right? And I'm like, well, I have my uniform on and it's all blue. I'm outside with a rake and a dustpan. Yes, I work for housing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's ready to bring you a question on your break instead of just leaving you alone. It's my break, lady.
Right.
Be careful.
Right. Relax. Like, I'm chilling. Hot outside, you know?
Anna Raven, dumbest question you've ever been asked at work.
I'm a nurse, and the dumbest question I've ever been asked is when I offer a patient a pain medicine, and they say, I don't know. Do you think I should take the pain medicine?
The answer is yes.
Like, I don't know.
Right.
The answer is always yes.
Right. The answer is always yes. What are you doing here?
Right.
If not for medication and treatment, what is it you came here for?
Oh, that's funny. Hi, Anna and Raven. Dumbest question you've been asked at work.
I am a kitchen equipment repairman, and they say, are you here to fix the oven today?
Right.
I said,
right.
No, I'm here to break it.
Right.
Tomorrow, I mean, come and fix it.
You show up with the shirt. You've got your name on the shirt and everything. You've got a bag of tools. What else would you be doing here, strange person in the kitchen? Right.
So just weird.
Justin wrote, what comes on a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit?
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Oh, man.
Nice.
Okay, 1-800-330-9999 if you want to chime in, too. Or you can head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. Search Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. The dumbest question you've ever gotten asked at work. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. These are hilarious. It makes you realize how dumb you really are.
Right, because we walk in and we ask these questions. Like, we're laughing at people, but we've probably all asked these questions walking into somebody else's business at one point or another.
Some of these on Facebook I don't even understand, which shows you that I'm probably the dumb person asking this question. Kevin wrote, is this a bank? And he works for a credit union, so is it not a bank?
Right.
Okay, got it. Got it.
I understand.
Yep. Mary wrote, which direction do you go on Route 8 to get to Waterbury from Bridgeport? You can only go north, otherwise you end up in Long Island Sound. That is true.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's very smart.
That's a good point.
Lori wrote, a customer asked how long our one-day sale lasted.
Oh, my gosh.
Counting it down.
Lynette wrote on Facebook, is the keyboard on a computer the same as a typewriter? I mean, I guess that's a valid question if you're not sure. You've only had a typewriter your whole life. But yeah, pretty much that's how it works.
Well, you're longing for the days of that typewriter to get it back, right? Mm-hmm. Longing for the days.
Sharon wrote on our Facebook page, Anna and Raven, do I still have a job after being a no-show for 2 weeks and only started the job 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, that is a dumb question.
Yeah, do I still have a job?
That is a good one.
What?
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Dumbest question you've been asked at work.
Are you a live person?
Oh, so they call. Are you in a call center or something like that?
I am, and that is the first question that they ask.
Right,
are
right.
you a live person? Of course I'm a live person. I'm asking you how you are.
Maybe
you're
a drone.
Do you ever talk to people in a semi-robotic type voice, though, just for the fun of it, for yourself?
Some of us do from time to time.
Some of us do. I'm not going to name any names, but I've seen it happen.
Oh, that's great.
Thank Ann and Raven. Dumbest question you got at work.
Well, I worked at Disney World, and they asked me, what time is the 3 o'clock parade?
Good. 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 Right.
Oh, that's something stupid I would do. I'm like, I know it says 3 o'clock, but does it really start at 3, or do I need to start lining up at 2:15?
Is it a fake 3? Right.
Yeah.
No.
We got to get a good spot. Hi, Anna and Raven. Dumbest question you've ever been asked at work.
Okay, well, I've had many of them, but one of them that I could think of is, I need the exact light fixture I have at home. Do you have it?
Right. Well, I'm going to need a little more information.
They don't think I have ESP.
Right.
Like, I know exactly what's going on in their home.
Listen, you work at Lowe's. We expect you to know exactly.
Right, you got
to
know everything. Ann and Raven, dumbest question at work.
Well, when I was a teenager, I was working the McDonald's drive-thru, and the person came to the speaker and said, can I get this to go?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's how I want it. If you're able to manage it for me in there, that's how I want it. That's how I prefer it today.
You want to chime in too, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. For the first time ever, an almost 10-foot great white shark has been spotted off the coast of Greenwich. It's the first time a great white has ever been in Long Island Sound. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And needless to say, people are very concerned and shocked.
Mm-hmm.
So joining us today, it's Cabot, the Greenwich shark.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get to the point. What are you doing here, man?
I'm visiting from Boca.
Why would you be coming up from Boca here? I mean, isn't it nice and warm down in Boca?
Well, I'm checking in on my 401k and my stocks, and this is where my overpriced hedge fund manager is.
Mm.
Every once in a while, I come up to make sure he's not abusing my shark millions in some elaborate Ponzi scheme.
Okay, I guess that makes sense, but how did you get here?
I swam, Anna. I swam. I'm a shark. But when in Greenwich, I have to fit in, so I bought a Lamborghini and a Range Rover.
Okay. Any other plans while you're up here visiting Greenwich Shark?
Oh, definitely. The Greenwich International Film Festival is coming up, and Kesha's going to be playing at it. I'm a big fan. Can't wait for her to go for a swim. I think she's going to taste like rainbow sprinkles.
You know, funny, I think the same thing.
Greenwich Shark, you know, people are afraid of you, right?
Well, I'm afraid of tolls and higher taxes, but that's not stopping me from coming to Connecticut. Have you seen the property values in Greenwich? Why I gotta stay in the water? I can't even afford a one-bedroom in Coscob.
Well, we know that you've got a lot to do, Greenwich Shark, so we'll let you get back to your banking portfolio and your plans to eat Kesha.
Well, one more thing before I dive back into Long Island Sound, which, just so you know, smells like sewage and salami. Can I get a selfie with you guys to show my baby sharks?
Sure. Do you want one to show Grandma Shark and Grandpa Shark, too? Oh,
very funny. No, they retired to Montauk to live off the booming seal population and the occasional tourist.
Ha! Great. Greenwich Shark, thank you for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. And no, you shouldn't punch me in the nose. I'll definitely...
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Marcy and Phil joining us together this morning. Marcy, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hey, so I'm having some issues with my husband right now. We're having a disagreement. We're big concert goers. We love going to see shows. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be playing, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to see. But there's one issue. We now have a 9-month-old baby. I think that we should take her with us to the shows. We won't have any sitter issues. We don't have to worry about anyone canceling on us. I'm going to make sure she's good. We're going to have soundproof headphones. There won't be any issues. She won't get hurt. And I think it'll be great. You know, we'll get to have fun as a family. She'll be able to learn about our love of music early on.
Phil, what do you say?
Yeah, I disagree. I think it's kind of crazy to bring a baby to concert. You know, I think there's a lot of other factors that go into taking care of a baby than just slapping some headphones on them. Personally, I think either we should skip concert season this year, you know, 1 year, or we just pare it down, maybe go to one or two.
Anna Zapp, if we put headphones on a baby's small baby head, will it squeeze that baby's head? Will it make it, like,
no,
shape
they,
to the headphones?
No, they make baby headphones.
Are you sure that don't squeeze so hard?
No.
Because I'd be like him. I'm a little bit worried about that. I'm just thinking about the other factors, too, man. Like, first off, when I go to a concert, I want to have some frosty beverages with alcoholic content, personally myself.
Well, you can't
and everybody around me, too, they could jostle into my baby.
Well, what happens around you, I think, is a bigger question, because I'm sure they're going to be responsible parents if they're bringing their child to a concert and not indulge.
But
you can't control the people next to you. That
right.
I understand.
But the band is Korn. They're very, very, very energetic.
Do you guys go see Korn? What kind of concerts are they? That really should be our number one question.
Good question.
We like to go to a lot of concerts. So, you know, heavy metal to, like, easy listening. The amount of stuff we would have to bring just to make sure the baby's okay. The diaper bags.
He doesn't want to carry it.
You know, some
stuff.
Of these concerts are outdoors where there's only
ridiculous.
Outcomes. You know?
It's about safety. It's about convenience. Anna, he doesn't want to carry it. How's he going to carry the cooler if he's carrying this baby stuff?
All right, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Marcy. There's nothing wrong with bringing a nine-month-old to a concert as long as it's an appropriate concert and baby's got the headphones on. Then go for it. But they may see your side too, Phil. Whatever kind of concert it is, a young baby that age doesn't belong there. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couple Score on Star 99.9.
9 months old. Is that too young to bring a baby to a concert, even if they have the appropriate headwear so, you know, the noise doesn't bother them? That's what we're trying to figure out this morning. She says that's part of their life. They always go to these concerts all summer long. They want the baby to be part of it. He says, no way. A nine-month-old at a concert is just obnoxious.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, listen, a nine-month-old is not going to remember the experience of going to a concert. When you want to start taking your kids to concerts, I would think that a little bit of time really not going to hinder it. And how hard is it to just take one summer where you take it easy with the concerts?
Yeah, also, I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that they think the kid is going to get anything out of it. It's more of that's what they do,
right.
And now they have a child.
Right.
You know? Whose side are you on? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999.
We're on the husband's side. Well, we think the wife is crazy to be bringing a nine-month-old to a concert, especially if it's heavy metal and putting noise-canceling headphones on the baby. It's ridiculous. Stay home. Enjoy
what if
family.
It's Dave Matthews Band and it's very mellow?
Do you remember there was a riot at Dave Matthews in Hartford? It was like the craziest concert in Connecticut history. Google that.
I mean, I feel like that's... Dave Matthews is very...
There's a lot of things being smoked at a Dave Matthews concert.
Right.
I mean, that's a good point.
They're going to get high.
They flipped over like three of their parents' cars.
And
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the father's side. Concerts were made for adults to enjoy them. Children are not even aware of a concert.
Right.
They don't even know what it's about. Like my brother used to say, my mom and dad christened me. I wasn't even invited.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on his side. A baby does not belong at a concert.
Yeah, I think I agree with you for a couple different reasons. First off, I'm always paranoid now as a grown-up about the people around me and situations I can't control. And for a baby, I would be hyper paranoid. The other thing is that we still don't understand how concussion, you know, impacts people, humans. You know what I mean? Like, you can have ear guards, but the actual concussion we're learning through veterans left and right, it has an effect on the human body. And when you're a baby, you're fragile.
What are you talking about? Who's hitting these babies in the head?
When you have speakers booming across, it doesn't matter if your ears are covered from high frequencies, the concussion can be felt in the human body.
I feel like you're trying to be a Dr. Raven right now.
It's a real thing. Thank you for the call.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Phil, our audience agreed with you this morning. They felt like 9 months old is too young to be taking to all these shows. Like maybe a Hootie and the Blowfish show, but probably keep them away from Korn and Alice in Chains.
They get rowdy during, only want to be with you.
I think it'll be all right.
Only want to be with a six-pack of beers and I'm going to bump into the... Oh, was that a baby I just jumped into? Oh, my gosh. Baby in the mosh pit.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you to your listeners. It feels good to have some back. Up in this situation.
I mean, they're calling it the group therapy
been...
tour. There's no way. There's moshing at the Hootie. All right.
and I stepped right on that baby. And if the baby comes back tomorrow, I might step on her up again. What's a baby doing here?
All right, Marcy, you all right with this? I'm sure you're not thrilled, but...
No, I mean, I think it would have been so much fun. I think it would have been a good experience for us. But I get it. Like, I guess I get it, but I'm disappointed.
So. Hold my baby. You're right. Hold my baby while I get this beer. Hold my baby. I want you to hold my baby.
Anybody else need some help? Send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love your
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right? Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Allie, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck.
All right, Allie. Raven is walking out of here. He's on his longest win streak ever. He's got 38 wins in a row. I'm looking for you to beat him. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. Ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you $100 to a little pub. You ready?
Yeah.
Allie, number one. The original Spice Bus from the 1997 movie Spice World is now on Airbnb outside of Wembley Stadium in preparation for next month's Spice Girls show in London. What does B&B stand for?
Bed and breakfast.
Number two, Oprah said the first thing she did when she got her first check for $1 million was take a picture of it. What's the name of Oprah's production company?
It is Oprah's name backwards, which is Harpo.
Number three, Robert Pattinson will be the next Batman. Who did Robert's character Edward marry in Twilight Breaking Dawn?
Bella Thorne.
Number four, Kim Kardashian had an issue with a fast food chain restaurant and demanded that they contact her. What chain was that?
Jack in the Box.
Number five. A water bottle was left in a scene in the Game of Thrones finale. A model from what bottled water company photobombed the red carpet at this year's Golden Globes?
Oh, water bottle club?
Yeah.
Evian.
Okay. Raven!
How'd you do?
Allie got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good. Woo! Pretty intimidating.
Yeah. Number one, the original Spice Bus from the 1997 movie Spice World is now an Airbnb outside of Wembley Stadium for next month's Spice Girls show in London.
Oh, that's funny.
What does B&B stand for?
B&B is bed and breakfast.
That is correct. Allie's still leading you 4 to 1. Number two, Oprah said the first thing she did when she got her first check for $1 million was take a picture of it. What's the name of Oprah's production company?
Oh, Pants is Letterman, so I'm going to say Harpo.
Harpo is correct.
It's Oprah backwards.
Yep. All right, Allie, still leading at 42. Number three, Robert Pattinson will be the next Batman. Who did Robert's character Edward marry in Twilight Breaking Dawn?
Kristen Stewart.
The character's name, please.
Oh, God. Is that Edward and... Isabel, what's her name?
Raven,
Bella. Oh, Bella.
What is your final answer?
Her name's Bella.
All right. Allie.
Oh, so disappointed, your
still
face.
Still 4 to 3. I don't know. You were really struggling there.
So disappointed.
Number four, Kim Kardashian had an issue with a fast food chain restaurant and demanded that they contact her. What chain is it?
I don't know. I'm going to guess. Starbucks?
That is incorrect. It is Jack in the Box. You need this last one to tie Allie.
I love Jack in the Box.
You need this last one to tie Allie.
Right, I'm aware.
It's a hard one.
Okay.
Okay?
Just ask the question.
It's the only one that Allie got wrong.
Ask the question.
Number five. A water bottle was left in a scene in the Game of Thrones finale. A model from what bottled water company photobombed the red carpet at this year's Golden Globes?
Fiji.
Ah!
Yes, and she was wonderful. She rocked that water bottle. Fierce looks all day.
Allie.
Fierce.
You tied him today. It was a great showing. You guys tied it for That does get you your own Anna and Raven mug.
Complete with an extra ounce.
It's a big mug.
It's a large mug.
Yep.
Thank you.
So I feel sad. His disappointment. I really, really do.
Woo! I'm changing the number right now.
I'm Allie from Beacon Falls, and I can't beat Raven.
But you got to try because you did such a great job. Like, try again, okay?
Better luck next time.
Yeah.
All right, listen to the cheat sheet today at 5:30 with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. Darn it!
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
One of my favorite organizations, Make-A-Wish, they make a lot of differences here in Connecticut. And joining us this morning, it's Diana Maynar, and she's the events manager at Make-A-Wish Connecticut. And you got a big event going on, and it involved a lot of walking.
A lot of walking, a lot of steps, a lot of mileage.
Right. 26.2 miles, the Trailblaze Challenge happening at Bear Mountain State Park on September 7th. It's not a race. It's a hike, right?
So it is a 26.2 mile hike, marathon length, through the wilderness.
For a hike?
Right.
That's crazy.
Because you go for the whole weekend,
You go for the whole weekend.
That's good. Can I sleep anywhere in random spots along the trail?
We'll put a hammock up, pitch a tent. I mean, whatever you need to get you through it. It is a hike. It's not a race. We do have people who do it really quick. We have people who complete it in 8 hours. We have people who take 15, 16 hours to complete it. Mm-hmm. It's really everything in between.
Anybody ever take 6 to 7 months like it would take me?
No, but you have the whole summer to train. So that's the nice part. That's why we're kind of out there talking about it now versus waiting till September, because it takes a little bit of time and training and effort to be able to complete something like this.
A lot of people don't know how to do something of this magnitude, myself included. So you guys have been having all these informational sessions. I know there's one happening today and over the course of the next week or so. Can you talk to us a little bit about these informational sessions?
Yeah, so obviously we don't want anybody to reach out to us in August and think they're going to come a week later and hike 26.2 miles with us.
Right.
So we start recruiting them now. We have these info meetings. They're all throughout the state, which is great. We have one tonight in Fairfield. So anybody who's listening that's in the Fairfield area, they can come to the Edge Fitness tonight at 8 o'clock and we'll be there talking about the program. They come, they learn more about Make-A-Wish, which is great because we love talking about it because we do make such a difference to kids in Connecticut that are going through difficult times. So they learn about Make-A-Wish. They learn about the hike. They learn about the summer training, everything they're going to need to do to get ready to take this hike, from what kind of gear to wear to what to pack that day. We also host biweekly training hikes throughout the summer. So they start June 15th and then they go every other weekend throughout September 7th. We're really good at preparing people for this.
Oh man, this is awesome outreach too. Awesome. You know, just think about that. I mean, if you're training with these people all summer long, getting ready for this big hike, and you do this together and you're granting wishes, like, you're all going to be friends. Anna, we're going to be lifelong friends.
So from working with you in the past, when I see the kids' faces and I hear the stories about the wishes that are granted, like, I can't. Like, you know, it's like, it all comes out.
One of my favorite wishes to talk about in conjunction with this program is a little girl named Ava, who was 3 when she went on her wish. Her mom actually participates in the hike, so she's always a big motivating factor. She actually comes to some of the info sessions and shares her story with potential participants. Her daughter has an autoimmune deficiency, so she gets sick really easily. She's constantly in the hospital, constantly at the doctor, but also always on breathing treatments and nebulizer treatments. And as you can imagine, with small kids, getting a 3-year-old to sit to do a treatment is pretty challenging. So she started watching Blippi, who's an educational children's YouTube celebrity, just to get her through the treatments. And so when we went to her and said you could wish for anything, naturally she wished to go meet Blippi. So we flew her family out to Seattle. They went to the Woodland Park Zoo and they spent the day with Blippi, and they got to feed the animals and go behind the scenes and give a tour and do all of that. But what Katie shares, her mom, in the info sessions with the hikers is that it wasn't just something that was for Ava. I mean, it was, and she had control over it and she got to choose it, but it really reconnected them as a family.
Right.
Ava has a younger brother, and a lot of times the siblings, they feel a little bit left out because all of the focus is on the sick child.
Sure.
And so for Andy to be able to participate in this wish with the family really reconnected them. And when they came back, it kind of re-energized them to continue battling through her illness and everything that's to come.
Well, it really is quite a relief. I'm thinking Blippi is probably worth like $20 million.
Right?
Blippi has a lot of YouTube views.
Definitely more than we do. That's for sure. All right. If you want some more information on Make-A-Wish Connecticut and you want to make this possibly what you train for this summer to get ready for a great cause, you can register online and get more information at trailblazechallengect.org. And you'll have the information there on the informational sessions that are coming up today and on Thursday in Danbury. Diana, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
I hope always wonderful. Take the challenge.